Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Pasco County Public Schools personnel have adopted a harmful, unauthorized policy and practice of promoting radical LGBT ideology in violation of the rights of students, parents, and teachers, all without school board approval. We have offered assistance to the school board, and we are urging the board and its officials to take immediate action, because what you're going to hear about what's happening is absolutely shocking. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Jackie Jackson Dean is a school psychologist. She credits herself as the lead author of a gender support plan and the best practices guide. And this has been implemented in some of the schools in Pasco County, Florida. Page 2 of the guide credits her as the lead content developer. And Matt, this plan and what's taking place includes so-called reassignment, you know, in terms of some boy or girl wanting to be reassigned to a different gender without their parents' knowledge.
Yeah, it's educational malpractice. It's child abuse. It's a violation of parental rights. It's a violation of regulations and potentially the law here, just ramming this through against the will of the tax-paying voters and supporters of the school district there. It's unbelievable.
And this is also, this plan is adopted without the school board approval. And what the main issue we have here is a girl, a biological girl, who wants to be a boy. And so she has forced herself into the boys' locker room, in the shower room. And it's forced a male PE teacher to have to supervise and watch this. And he said, no, I won't do this. This is against my beliefs. I won't watch a girl undress.
Yeah, understand what you just said and let that sink in.
Yeah.
There is a girl who wants to be identified as a boy. So under this gender support plan, she has been allowed to go into the boys' locker room, disrobe, and talking about an open shower.
Without the boys' approval and
without
the parents' approval.
Without the boys' knowledge, approval, no knowledge of the parents. And they say, okay, she can go in there and become completely nude and shower with the boys. And in order to make sure that there's no wrong acts that take place, then Mr. Coach, you're a male, you need to stand there and watch over her showering. And the coach says, no way.
No.
I mean, that's how, Matt, how outrageous this is.
It outrageous doesn't even begin to describe it, Matt. It's evil. I mean, and I'm not saying this poor, sexually confused young woman is evil. She's not. She's confused. And she's a pawn, a political pawn in a game that seeks to deny God's creation. In the beginning, he made them male and female at its core. That's what this is all about. It's about rebellion against God and his design for humanity.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have sexual assault going on, especially with children in these, you know, locker rooms, shower rooms, bathrooms, where one sex wants to go in to be with the other one. And there's no parent permission. No, the other students,
no,
the boys aren't allowed to say, no, we don't want her in here.
And this Jackson Dean school psychologist, she is also with the Gay Straight Alliance Club.
Mm-hmm.
She's the advisor.
Naturally.
And she's abused her position because she has directed students from the Pasco GSA clubs to non-district outside, quote, resources and, quote, support groups like Metro. Without parental permission, Metro is providing contraception, HIV, AIDS, PrEP drugs, and sexual activity counseling to children and encourages them towards homosexual behavior. Metro also arranges meetings for youth ages 13 through 22, again, without parental permission, despite having no policy of written parental permission. For these referrals, Pasco has failed to subject all Metro personnel and its affiliates to abide by these policies that they should. You know, what they're doing to try to get around parental notification and consent is this teacher is saying, well, here's a group, it's a private group, and they refer them out there, and then that group does all this without the parents' knowledge. The guides, the plan, actually says, and we'll read a couple of statements here, refrain, quote, from talking to anyone else about the student, including their parents. This is the guide promoted, drafted by Jackie Jackson Dean.
Tells them to hide it. Yeah.
Yeah. School staff are not authorized to disclose information about transgender students with, quote, or the student's parents / guardians, close quote. Staff members must, quote, not assume the parents / caregivers know and support the student's gender identity / expression, close quote. And schools, quote, have an obligation to not disclose the student's transgender status to other students or parents unless the student has provided explicit permission to do so.
So they have to refer to them by the gender that they choose, not by the gender they actually are.
And force other people to go along with this myth.
Right.
And hide it from the parents. I see a lawsuit here on the horizon, Matt, and I know Liberty Counsel has reached out and offered help.
Yeah, and you know, the superintendent, I don't know if he can't read the press release or not, but he must not be able to read the press release and because he says, well, oh, that never happened. It's there.
Right. The teachers right aren't in trouble.
Yeah.
They have been threatened.
They have been. They know about this. In fact, a parent did a public records request to Jackie Jackson Dean. She has created a library, an LGBT library of about 60 books or so of her own. And then she provides those as resources there on campus to the students. And so the parent said, I want a list of all that's in your library. And she's refused, and that's how this came to us.
Mm-hmm.
She's refused to give it out saying, well, these are my private books.
But I'm yet on her website.
I'm outside of the public records law.
On her website, it says they can be, quote, checked out by students, parents, or educators,
right,
end quote.
But she won't give it to somebody who wants to have the list.
There you go.
And so if she is a school psychologist bringing all of these to the school and providing them to students, then she's going to be under the public records, and we're going to press this. This lady, Jackie Jackson Dean, is sneaking around behind the parents' back.
And violating school board policies right there.
And, you know, on the other hand, if the school board has been warned now, and even if they don't have a policy to support her, by knowledge of what she's doing and not doing anything to stop it, they are adopting her policy. And that becomes a situation in which the school board itself is directly liable.
And by adopting their policy, they are adopting her position that kids need to lie to their parents, that kids cannot and teachers cannot disclose students to their own parents who are struggling with this sexual confusion.
And forcing teachers and employees to lie as well if they have to address a boy who is really a boy, call him a girl, or vice versa.
Yeah, for other students and for teachers to have to lie. And they know somebody is a girl, but they have to refer to that person as a boy. Also, with regards to the PE teacher, to put that PE teacher in a situation where a girl's going to be in an open shower room with boys, completely nude, showering with them, and you can't tell the boys what's getting ready to happen, and you're not permitted to tell the parents. And then you're the one that's being told, stand over and watch. I mean, that's...
And we have pictures of those shower rooms, and they're all open.
Wide
There's
open.
No curtains or anything. It's just
one
big shower
room. Yeah, these are not
individual
showers. These are open showers.
Yeah.
The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. It's John 3:19. That's what the verse that comes to mind here.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website. This is shocking, but it's taking place in a Florida public school, but check out your schools because this is becoming, unfortunately, pervasive around the country, and children are being subjected to this LGBT radicalism. When they're going to school, you think that they're there for learning, and yet what they're trying to do is indoctrinate them. If you find out any information like that, give Liberty Counsel a call at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, or go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand with Liberty Counsel in prayer and in your financial support. You can support us online at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.